Well, let me ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to a couple of passages, but only one at a time. Psalm 52, verse 8. Psalm 52, verse 8. The psalmist says, "But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God." I think we must need to be a little more agricultural to get the full meaning of that, but something about that. I understand the olive trees, they say that you don't plant olive trees for yourself. You plant them for your grandchildren. It takes about that long for them to grow to the place where they mature and produce olives. So when I read anything about an olive tree, I think of it as being long-term. And I think that's the idea here, like the green olive tree in the house of God. But the point I wanted to emphasize here is I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
One little thing. Also, they're very long-lived.
Yeah.
I understand that there are some olive trees there that they believe were standing there, you know, that are on the Mount of Olives, that were standing there at the time of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Or if they were destroyed, at least from 70 A.D. on. So, that's long-standing, long-lived. The idea of trust, we often think of as trust as kind of relaxing, as resting in Jesus. Somebody was pointing out if we sang the songs like we really are, the song would be, "Jesus, I am resting, 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 resting," and just keep on resting. But we think of faith as not trying to do it ourselves, letting Him do it. But I want to see here that the psalmist says, "I trust." This is active. This is something I choose to do, you see. So I think we ought to work for it. We ought to strive to trust Christ in more and more areas of our life. What we do almost automatically as Christians is to trust Him with our eternal soul. We trust Him with our salvation. We sort of recognize that we can't do anything about that. We have to trust Him to do it. If it's going to happen, He's got to do it. But what we don't recognize is that's the way it is with all the rest of our life. For us to be able to live life according to God's word, then we have to choose to do it God's way in everything. And sometimes people say, "Well, that doesn't make any sense." Well, then go by faith, you see, not by sight. If I did that, then this bad thing might happen, you see. Well, trust in the Lord. So strive at trusting Christ in more and more areas of your life. Here's a way to think of this. Anything that tends to make you anxious and worried and nervous, that's the area, you see, because this is you saying, I've got to get this done. I've got to make this happen. I've got to, you see. And the thing is that all that we're asked is to do the right thing and to do that step by step as it comes to us. So any area of your life that's making you nervous, that's an opportunity for you to think it through and leave that at the Lord's feet. Sometimes these challenges scare us, so we run away from them. And what we find is that's the way the devil always works. This is his, there's the fear of the Lord, but the fear of leaving things with the Lord, that's the devil. And if he can get you afraid of something connected with what you ought to do, you will automatically run his direction in fear. And so he is directing you there. So instead of fearing them, instead of running away from them, embrace them. Learn to actually get a little excited about those challenges to your faith. So James says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, temptations. Not the joy of facing a trial, the joy of coming through it and gaining what God has for you. So look through the trial, look through the challenge to the other end, and then become eager to gain all that God has for you, or he would never have allowed that trial to be there. He has within those difficulties, like a Easter egg hunt, within all those difficulties, he's hidden blessings all the way through there. And it's only as you're going through it that you'll actually find it. I found there was a period of my life when God was teaching me over and over and over again that it wasn't until I trusted him and then went to where I didn't think I could go, but once I got there, that's where I got the blessing. The time I was going on visitation, and Cliff Howard always came with me on visitation. I was sitting at the top of the hill there at the other place, waiting for him to come, and then the time came and went, and he didn't come. And I knew I didn't have enough gas to go, much any place, and didn't have the money to buy it if I needed it, and we were going to have to take the kids to school the next day and all that kind of stuff. But I said, that's just a lack of trust. You could say it's common sense, you're going to run out of gas, but God knows all of that stuff. So I picked up the stack and I looked, and it was the place we wanted to go, that I wanted to go, was quite a ways away. So I said, I'll just do it. And so I got there, and the lady there was saying, I'm so glad you came. This was the perfect time for me to talk to you about these things. And I thought, oh, the perfect time that I almost didn't come to, see. And then she said, and I've been meaning to give you this check. And I said, I'll give that to the treasury. She said, no, it's for you. The next morning, I was able to cash a check and get a tank of gas. So it wasn't until I trusted and went through and met the challenge that there was the needed blessing was there. Turn with me to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You know the passage, I'm pretty sure. We usually have 4, 5, and 6, but Proverbs 3, just 5 and 6, talking about trust. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord, trust in Jehovah with all thine heart. That's to the uttermost part of your heart, you see. And lean not unto thine own understanding. You understand things, but you only understand things to a certain degree. So don't lean on that as though God is limited by your understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Here's the point. If you believe that God is sovereign over every aspect of your life, then it is possible for you to trust him in every situation. Don't waste energy regretting the way things are. Don't think about them as what might have been. That's a waste of energy. Start at the present moment where you are, accepting things exactly as they are, and then search for his way in the midst of those circumstances. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Trust then is like a sturdy staff. I remember going into the woods, hiking along, and there was somebody, and I can't remember now who it was, maybe it was your dad, but somebody always found just the right stick, had kind of a knob at the top and just the right length, and it became the walking stick. And on little hills and so on, you know, just one more little help along the way. And I want you to think of trusting the Lord like that staff. You can use it to lean on. You journey perhaps uphill with Christ. It's one of those things that just gives you that extra foot of stability to make it. Then recognize this truth, that if you are consistently trusting in Christ, that staff of trust, that staff of faith, will bear as much of your weight as is needed. That staff will never fail you. The scripture often compares trusting in something other than God as a staff with a sharp point on the end, and you lean on it and it pierces your hand. Wouldn't be too smart to pick a staff like that, you know, but that's the point, you know, we're trusting an alliance with this foreign king to keep us militarily safe. And the prophet would say, that's like leaning on a sharp pointed stick. What we have is the perfect walking stick, the staff that God, and it's not like it's rotten somewhere that if you put too much weight on it at a time when you really need it, it'll break. This is the perfect staff. So lean on him. Trust in him. And here's the thing, be confident in Christ with all of your heart, with all of your mind. You act differently in life when you act with confidence. If it's not confidence, then you're hesitating, you're fearful, and these are the things that cause the problems. Have you ever seen that? The person trying to get out in traffic, and they go forward a little bit, and then they stop and they're hesitating and all that. You're about ready. As soon as you see them start to move, you look and then you're ready to go, and then you're going to crash into the back of them because they were hesitating. Make the decision, trust in the Lord, and take off. So lean on him. Trust him to do the right thing. You just take the right steps. Steve and I were listening to something the other day, and the guy who was overcoming some addiction or other says, I have only one goal, and that's to do the next right thing. And he and I just looked at each other. We said, that's it. Learn to do the next right thing. So that comes up in our conversation ever so often now. What's the next right thing? And that's our goal. And we're just going to trust in the Lord. That walking stick is going to take all the uncertainty out of our travel.